friends, etc., spending more than 30 minutes at the dwelling will need to pay rent.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95 BFM.
Morena Celine, how are you going?
Kia ora, I'm good and well.
Hi Celine, David here.
Hi, nice to meet you over the phone.
All right, we have had questions coming in from the listeners. Grim, as always, but you're here to help out with all of our renting woes. What's the first text that has come in there, David?
Text as follows. Hello, Celine. I've been asking my landlord to get our incinerator fixed for ages because it's dodgy as hell and they've been putting it off. Now my flatmate accidentally put a lamb bone down there and turned it on.
A lamb bone.
A bone of lamb, and turned it on, and it's totally fucked. Yes, this is our fault, re-lamb bone, but could I argue that because we've been asking them to fix it for ages, they should cover the cost? Ooh, sneaky.
Yeah, so I don't want to advocate, like, you know, lying or obscuring the truth in a way, but then I don't know if an email to your landlord saying that we put a lamb bone down the incinerator is necessarily, given that it was already dodgy and needed to be fixed.
It
might be something where, like, they need to get it fixed, but you might not need to contextualise it so directly. It already needed to be fixed, now it needs to be fixed more. Tell them and get someone to come repair it and see what happens. Maybe it wasn't the lamb bone. Maybe it was already almost broken.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe it was the lamb bone. I don't understand.
So just put the lamb bone in the bin if you can get it out of the incinerator and
That's true.
Your landlord.
That's true. They might come and fix it, find the bone that's absolutely destroyed the incinerator, and then you might be in, there might be a slightly different situation.
Right.
Yeah, because
they'll
do it.
You kind of have to deal with it as you go, I would say.
All right. Well, thank you, Celine. This person says, hey, Celine, someone was parked over my driveway and I was in a rush, so I tried to swerve around them, but I hit the fence and now the sensor is broken. I assume that's the sensor on the fence. This sounds evil, but I don't think people could prove it was me. Am I within my rights to ask my landlord to cover this cost, or should I just cough up the money and do it myself? Lots of broken things this fortnight.
Yeah.
There's something in the air.
Yeah, something about the end of winter. People are getting a bit wild. I'm always advocating for tenants, I would say, but in this case, I don't think it's your landlord's fault, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I think it is your fault. I do have a friend that always has people park over their driveway, and it has driven her, I would say, quite mad. But I don't think you can make that to do with your tenancy, I'm afraid. So you might have to have that conversation and then maybe do something about people parking over the driveway instead.
Yes, okay.
I can't be more help than that this time, I'm afraid.
No, I think that's absolutely fair, Celine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but this time I think it's you.
You are the problem. Sorry, texter, but I hope that answers your question. And what is another text that we've got here, David?
Yeah, the text we've got here is, my flat got evicted with only 40 days notice because the landlord said he had to move back in. But I drove past the other day and instead they're just doing major renovations, brackets, I assume to sell, in bracket. Not that I want to because I don't have the energy, but in theory, could I go to him or the tribunal and say, hey, we got kicked out for a reason that turned out to be untrue, and could that get me anything, compensation, etc.?
Okay, so this is definitely, we've had some changes with termination notices and lengths of time. So it is really, I would say the most important thing is to make sure you're really keeping your receipts. So maybe if you drove past and saw that, take a photo just in case or something, in case you need some evidence. But I would say they're not even allowed to kick you out on 40 days notice, that I understand. Most of that, it's meant to be 90 days It can be 63 under certain circumstances. So one of those is if the landlord or one of their usually immediate family wants to live there as their main home, it can be 63 days notice, but then they have to live there for at least 90 days. So you're definitely seeing a situation unfold that probably, you're not quite sure, but probably wasn't legal, especially if it was 40 days. So I would say that definitely I would get in contact with someone with more experience than me as an advocate. So I would call the Auckland Tenants Protection Association, or you could contact the Community Law Centre, and really just, they will probably have dealt with similar stuff before, and they'll know, like, if it's worth going to bat for it, what kind of compensation you might get, if you can prove it retroactively that it was kind of an unlawful termination notice. I would definitely call up someone and get some advice about that, because I'm sure that they'll know whether it's kind of worth doing that to prove your point.
Yeah.
So keep your receipts, I would say, and give someone a call.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Celine, for your helpful advice this morning. And thank you to everybody who's texted in. I hope that has helped you out. Next week, we will have Justine, our union advocate. So if you have any workplace dramas or problems, you can always text those into 5395 and or message us on the 95BFM Instagram, 95BFM_breakfast. And we'll talk to you in a fortnight, Celine.
See you soon.
All right, see
you. Thanks, Celine.
Bye.
A plague on both your investment houses.
That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland Renters Advocate, Celine.